for the students, by the students.
So, since the premiere in 2014, they have been South Africa's hottest EDM music act, performing tremendously well on the charts and most definitely festivals around the country.
The COVID-19 pandemic has by no means showed them down, releasing their new hottest track, Talk About It. I love this. I played it last week on Tucky's show, and that was absolutely incredible.
Rubber Duck is one of South Africa's favorite bands, and now we are joined in our virtual studio by Nick Jordan. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good, and you, man?
We're excited to have you in our virtual studio.
This
new setting, new vibes.
Super cool. Super new.
So, Nick, you wrote a song, you recorded a music video, all in a global pandemic. I mean, how's that?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I think everyone teamed together. I think we all had to learn how to skill up because, obviously, we ran out of work. I mean, the moment that we couldn't, are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
I think I lost you. I've just lost you guys. But the moment we couldn't... the moment we couldn't perform for more than 100 people, our industry kind of just like really collapsed. And we decided we had to talk about it. And what we could do is carry on doing what we love and carry on creating music and being a positive influence in the country. And we thought, you know, as musicians, we all need to stand together and we all need to talk about the problems that we have right now, because it's going to be a problem for a long time going further. If you are an artist in any kind of entertainment form in South Africa, we all got to come together and work something out.
So do you feel that your music writing process has been affected in any way because of the pandemic, like bettered or like, yeah?
I think it changes. I think like any process, I mean, it depends on what you're really feeling emotionally and what's going on in your life. That really depends what lyrically the content you come up with. It depends, that decides the mood of a song. So I think going through the pandemic, it has been a real, quite stressful for a hell of a lot of people. I know you guys are probably still at school, but when you're in the working industry, you're probably lucky that you're not going to go through it. And hopefully it's something you all learn to prepare for in the future and realize that school is really important to get a solid job. So, so it's a really, really, really scary thing, and it does affect your writing, but it has been also a very positive thing at the same time, because there's a lot of opportunities that have arisen that we're jumping onto.
Yeah, because I saw online that, you know, the whole music video that you guys did for Talk About It, you produced and did yourself. I mean, that's a whole new learning curve.
It's 100%. That's what I'm saying. Everyone's got to skill up. And I think anyone coming out of school these days, the most important thing is learn how to use Photoshop, learn how to use Adobe Premiere, learn how to use the Adobe Suite. Because if you're able to grow your own brand and develop your own brand and upskill yourself now, you don't need marketers. You don't need designers. You can do it all yourself. You just got to put in the time. And those are basic tools you need that will really, really, really help you. And Premiere Pro is one of them. And we needed to film a music video, and that got YouTube. We learned how to do it, and we cut the video together, and we released it. So we had to do.
And with the pandemic, you have sort of had to lean on more the social media side. How has that influenced the amount of people listening to your music and reaching out?
It's really tough because social media has become completely saturated right now. So many people are trying to get their brands out. So it's a lot of clutter online at the moment. So it's about finding a way to break through the clutter. It's about finding things that are different to do, about finding live shows that are going to be different, are going to draw the eyes, because there's so much going on. There's so many eyes on the phones right now, and people have so many choices that, again, it's about how do you stand out in the clutter? How do you get your brand to be bigger than everyone else's brands? It is really, really difficult, but social media does play a big role. But again, I think people are also getting very bored of social media. You know, we've got to find new avenues, and maybe old traditional media is a way to go. So there's a lot of new things. People are dying for live music again, to see people live, to go out to a live show. And I think that's where the future's going. We're busy working on a project where we are bringing the drive-in cinema back. We're bringing the drive-in live concerts back. And that's what we are behind that. And it's going to be really, really fun. And it's going to be awesome. We're super excited. That's the only way you're going to be able to be entertained for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at it because you're teaming up with Jack Aranda FM to bring in the drive-in live concert series.
Yes.
So,
I mean,
looking at the dates, that's going all the way until January. I mean,
well, the dates are just placeholders right now. You know, we're not allowed. We can't say when the event's going to going to be, because we don't know according to the levels. All we can say is have a positive message of saying, you know what, guys, stay home, do your bits, you know, unite, do whatever you need to do so that soon we can be together at the drive and soon we can get together as people again and do something really enjoy for everyone that, you know, just inside a little bubble, which is your car.
Yeah, and exactly. And I wanted to know, I mean, you know, how many, looking at the events that you did have going, how many have been cancelled? I mean, have you just left, right, and center from lockdown?
So many events were postponed, but then the ones that are postponed have been cancelled. And we had a lot of events cancelled. We had a lot of events and a lot of gigs cancelled, and we weren't the only ones. You know, it's also not just us, the entertainment, like music artists, it's comedians, it's dancers, it's every single person in the entertainment industry. We were the first out, and we're going to be the last back in. So, and it's quite sad, but I mean, it's reality, and we just got to be strong and come together and work it out.
And with the reality of, you know, having all of these events cancelled and stuff, have you, I'm sure you found it very difficult keeping a high head with everything going on. How have you been able to stay positive, should I say?
Yeah, your coping mechanisms. No way.
You got to find something to do. I mean, you guys are learning. We got to continue learning. I mean, that's the best thing you can do is just skill up. Is if now you got more opportunity than ever to learn something new. If you're not happy in the career that you're in right now, now's the perfect time to learn something, to try something different. So we've just been keeping ourselves different, skilling up. I think skilling up is the biggest thing you need to do, and always focus on skilling yourself up. Regardless, like what you guys are doing right now, having a radio show is you guys are learning a very fundamental skill in media, and it's really important. So it's really, really cool to hang with you guys.
So I wanted to ask you, obviously, I mean, we're mainly a youth station, so there's a lot of people coming up, and I think, you know, there's almost among parents a taboo among going into the music industry. It's really, you know, it's like entering an unknown place because you don't know where you stand. It's really hard to establish yourself. What would you say to those students who want to get into the music industry but are a little bit nervous to do that?
It takes a long time. It's like anything. You're not just going to make it, and you've got to really be dedicated to the art like anything else. And also, it's more than just that. You are more than just an artist. You're a brand. And it's very important that you learn how to build your brand, because everything about you is important to sell you. So when it comes to your music, when it comes to your image, when it comes to your everything about your brand, it's really important that we always say brand over band, because if people know our brand and they can relate to our brand, you know, they're going to know the product, which is really, really cool. So, yeah, I'll just say, you know, just stay strong and just do it. If you want to do it, do it. But please, guys, have a backup plan. Always don't go out of school and just decide you're going to be an artist, because, unfortunately, not all of us make it. And that's the biggest thing. I think, really, you must just always have a backup plan to fall back on. And studying is really, really important. I got a degree. A lot of the other guys in our group have a degree that I could use if I needed to. And if I didn't need to use, you know, go and get a normal job, I will just use that degree for my business that I will start. So, yeah, it's really, really important.
Yeah, because I think now it spans more, you know, than just running a band and having a band. I mean, you are upkeeping an entire brand, and you're managing Instagram. Yeah. It's a massive thing.
It's a business. It's a business. You run a business. You charge VAT. You know, you have a PTY running. You're paying salaries. You're not splitting money per show. You need cash flow. It's everything that you'll learn in business studies. I mean, it's a proper business. If you treat it like a business, you know, that's another thing. The way you succeed is by treating it like a business. Don't take a few gigs and just split the money. Don't invest the money in yourself. Invest in your growth. And it's really important. Stay at home with your parents for a few years. Don't rush to get out. Use the money you make to grow your brand and grow yourself.
Well, there we have it. That's Rubber Ducks, Nick Jordan. Coming up, we're going to be getting a live performance, so stay tuned for that one.